I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
New CDC COVID data analyzed by the Washington Post shows vaccinated people are making up a larger proportion of deaths from the virus than they have previously. The bulk of deaths are still among the unvaccinated, but elderly vaccinated populations are now taking a substantial hit. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Andrew Neumer, epidemiologist and demographer at UC Irvine. Thanks for joining us to talk about this.
Glad to be back on KCBS, Eric.
Is this surprising to you?
Well, no. There's a couple of things going on here, and what's causing this is really both of these factors. One is that the vaccines do wane, and this is something that we really hoped wasn't going to be the case when they were unveiled in December of 2020, but the vaccines don't provide protection sort of infinitely and in the face of these new variants. And so some of what we're seeing is vaccines wane, and the most vulnerable group are the elderly, and so we're seeing deaths among vaccinated elderly. But also, as the number of vaccinated people swells, and you know, this is not February and March of 2021 anymore, and vaccination is most common among the elderly, you just have the fact that there's a lot of people who are vaccinated who are going to be among the dead, just because the denominator is so large of vaccinated people.
According to the Post analysis, nearly two-thirds of the people who died during the Omicron surge were 75 and older, compared to seniors were only one-third of those who died during previous surges. That's a pretty stark number, a difference in those numbers.
Yes, it is. And I mean, I think behavioral changes have something to do with that, in addition to other factors. But in terms of the Omicron phase, is of course the Omicron wave, rather, is of course the most recent wave, the one that crested in February of this year. And you know, by then a lot of people were behaving as if the pandemic was over, whereas during the first waves, particularly older people were being very, very cautious. But also, I mean, COVID mortality is something that is disproportionately falls on elderly people, just as all cause mortality disproportionately falls on elderly people. So it's almost always going to be you know, an old person's you know, thing, that the deaths from COVID. I mean, unfortunately.
Andrew, how confident are you in the data on COVID infections and deaths now, since so many people are taking tests at home?
Well, so infection data is less reliable than ever, as you point out, because home test kits are not tabulated. Hospitalization data is more robust, and the mortality data, both COVID mortality per se and analysis of all-cause mortality, is actually quite reliable over time. But infection data is very tricky, because people are doing more at-home tests, and people are simply doing less testing altogether. And antibody data, which is the blood test to see if you have had COVID in the past, is not a perfect measure of cumulative COVID infection from the start of the pandemic to date, because we're learning that antibodies wane. And so with some other diseases like measles, you know, you can get a test at age 75 to determine if you ever had measles at age 5, because the measles antibodies persist your entire lifetime. But not all infections are created equal, and COVID antibodies do not persist that long.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. Andrew Neumer, epidemiologist and demographer at UC Irvine.